The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let me tell you about our special guest, George Norrie, back with you. And of course, we are live for you this Christmas night. Jeffrey Doherty is a Bible College graduate. He spent more than 20 years as a licensed minister. During this time, he discovered his gifts of healing and exorcism. He also saw the cracks in the foundation of big-time religion and set out for answers on his very own, as many do. This ongoing journey led him to the development of what is called the New Cosmic Knowledge, an expanding body of spiritual technologies that Jeffrey uses to help all kinds of people all over the planet while continuing his parabiblical and paranormal research. He also hosts the weekly Christian Whistleblower radio program, author of Final Message of the Last Apostle, Jeffrey Doherty, back on Coast to Coast. And Merry Christmas, Jeff.
Merry Christmas to you, George. And it's so appropriate that I'm here today, because from the very first time that I was privileged to be on Coast to Coast, it's always been like Christmas when I get to come on. And I just want to say thank you to you and Lisa and Tom, and all the group there, and of course the great audience. Because it's always an honor and a privilege to be invited to partake in the absolute epitome of broadcast excellence in our paranormal and alternative media realm. And it's always an honor and a true privilege, and I thank you very much for it.
Well, you are definitely welcome, and you will bring a great perspective to the program, Jeffrey, and our audience just eats up everything you bring us, so thank you. Yesterday, we had a caller who speculated that the Star of Bethlehem might have been a UFO with big light kind of flashing down on the manger, giving the three wise men a little roadmap to find, Jesus in Bethlehem. What do you think of that?
Well, number one, I think it's fascinating. That was a very interesting show, and I do remember that caller, because I'm a Coast Insider, George, and I'm always listening.
Aha. All right, great.
I think if you take an objective and an empirical look at the original Greek New Testament documents that talk about the birth of Jesus, which is surprisingly scant, by the way, it is absolutely a UFO, ET, alien extravaganza. There's UFO imagery from the announcement of his conception right through his birth in Bethlehem. And I'm sure we'll talk about this, George, but once you see it, once you look at it, it's very staggering, very stunning, and what we make of it and how we deal with that information, of course, is a very personal decision for each one of us.
Is it controversial?
I think it's stunningly controversial, and you know we're going to talk about a lot of that tonight, but I hope that the main thing that we remember, and it's interesting, Jesus himself said that it wasn't really his life that mattered. In fact, he said his life mattered nothing, but it was his message and his words. They were spirit, and they were life. And whether or not we can agree about UFO imagery or dates of his birth or even if he ever was born, I think one thing that we can all agree on, George, is here we are in 2018, and it's we're just moving through Christmas night, and there is still a message that was either presented by this man or coalesced around this figure, and this message still has the power to bring joy. It still has the power to bring peace and happiness, and it's still a transformative message in people's lives, and that I don't think there's any controversy about, George.
And his birth, regardless of how we believe it or understand it to be, is still a very dramatic, incredible situation, isn't it?
It really is, George. And any time that you have the realm of the divinity or the realm of that which is beyond, you know, our lives and our dimension, and whenever you have that realm making a direct, intentional visit, incursion, entrance into our realm, you know, the implications and ramifications of it are spectacular, to say the least. And when it's all said and done, I think that from the harshest critic to the most adoring believer, we almost have to agree that however you look at this, George, at the end of the day, it's been a fairly positive occurrence.
Jeffrey, are there different stories highlighting the birth of Jesus, or are they all relatively the same?
Well, that's a very interesting question because, you know, there's a bumper sticker that we always see this time of year, and it says, keep Christ in Christmas. And yeah. I certainly understand that philosophy, and I understand the people's heartfelt beliefs behind it. The thing that's a little bit troubling, though, is if you look at the historical record going back thousands of years before Jesus, George, there's a list, 20, 30, 40, 50 names long of man saviors that were born in December in mangers with shepherds, with stars, with cattle, with wise men, and they all predate Jesus by thousands of years. In fact, one of your great guests, David Icke, who's been on so many times, mm-hmm. has a great little quiz in one of his books. He's talking about he was born in a manger, he was born on the 25th, all of this, and you think, oh, that's Jesus. No, it wasn't Jesus at all. It was what some people would consider a pagan god. So there's many various and sundry stories, and even within the New Testament, George, I think there's a controversy of whether he was even born in Bethlehem or whether he came as a grown man. So there's no end of interesting speculation and controversy around the birth of this man we call Jesus Christ.
And Jeffrey, you speak to a lot of people about different issues related to this and others, of course. What is the main message you would like people to take away from this night that they hear you?
Well, I think the main message that I always want to bring, whether it's, you know, whether I'm privileged here on Coast to Coast or just through my Christian Whistleblower YouTube channel, is that we have a choice of what we believe. And I'm not here, George, to try to force anyone to believe anything. In fact, it's just the opposite. I think everybody has a right to believe whatever they want to believe. And I also believe that people have an inherent right, an inalienable right, if we go back to your news segment, to get all the information and to have as much information as they can in making their decisions. That's what I try to do. That's what I think my mission is as regards to the Bible and to spirituality, is to give people as much information as possible. I'm like the mailman, George. Sometimes I bring bills and people hate me. Sometimes I bring checks and they love me. But I do promise you this, I will keep bringing the mail, you know, rain, hail, dark of night, all that. I'm still going to be here bringing the mail, George.
Do any of these beliefs negate the
bottom line, and that is the birth of a very supernatural person that we call Jesus?
I would say no, George, and the reason I say it is from a very deep personal conviction. You know, I spent 20 years as a Protestant minister, and I believed in every jot, every tittle, every line, as they say. And now I'm at the place where I wouldn't say that is true, but from where I was to where I am, the discoveries that I've made, the readings that I've done, has brought me to a place where I would say today, George, that I'm a much more ardent and a much more faithful follower of the teachings of the Christ than I was back then when I was preaching, you know, 40 weeks a year as a Pentecostal evangelist.
In your words, Jeffrey, what do you think happened some 2,000 plus years ago?
I think that there was a UFO ET alien extravaganza. I think that it was the beginning of the setting up of a story, the setting up of a what would grow into be a fear and guilt control matrix. And I think, as counterintuitive as it sounds, that this extravaganza that happened in Bethlehem was set up to actually lay the foundation to counteract the message of the true Christ, to put us in a place of confusion, and even put us to a place where we have to start wondering, is God an alien? Is the Son of God an alien? Are we aliens? And I think it takes away from the message that we're divine, we're sovereign, and we're free. And I think it was intentionally done so. And it's my privilege to be able to talk with fair and open-minded people like yourself in this great audience and discuss these things tonight and see where we all come down on it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.